This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to The Playlist Podcast, a weekly discussion of films and TV. I'm your host, Charles Barfield, managing editor of The Playlist. And as always, I'm joined by my co-hosts, Mike D'Angelo and Brian Farver. Are you two ready to throw away that N95 mask and bask in the glow of cinema screens while experiencing this year's summer movie season?
Sure. I've already been back.
What did you see?
Spiral, which less than worth it, but good. I was glad to be back. I was just
off
so
to a great start.
To be in the theater and just having the popcorn and like, yeah, so nice.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll get to we'll talk more about that in a minute. But yes, this is Memorial Day weekend coming up, and we're going to talk summer movies because Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial start to summer. And so this weekend, actually, there's a couple big films hitting. There's A Quiet Place Part Two, which we haven't seen, and Cruella, which we haven't seen. So we're not going to be talking about those films in particular in any sort of detail, but yeah, this is it. We're getting a summer movie season, and we're going to talk about which of these movies over the next 3 months excite us, which ones are going to be terrible, which ones we're trying to figure out, and which one we think might reign supreme on the box office because people will be going back to movies this summer. So yeah, questions that we're going to ponder. Will Black Widow be a hit for Disney in July? Who knows? Can Vin Diesel save cinemas by sending Ludacris and Tyrese into space? Fingers crossed.
Absolutely.
And will other films look so completely out of focus and ridiculous as Zack Snyder's Army of the Dead because using a 50mm lens with a 0.95 aperture to film a zombie feature is the dumbest idea in the world and completely detracted from my viewing experience? Sorry,
it was entertaining, you know, for what it was. We'll get it.
We're not going to talk about Army of the Dead.
Let's just not do it.
But let's just say it's a solid C for me. But the filming technique is ridiculous.
Yeah, I get the lens stuff. That was a little maddening.
Yeah, but before we put on our SPF 50 and welcome the summer movie season, got to tell you the Playlist Podcast is part of the Playlist Podcast Network, which includes Be Real, The Fourth Wall, Deep Focus, and more. And if you want to find us, you can check your podcast app of choice, whether that's Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, Anchor, Stitcher, or anywhere else you find your favorite shows. Okay, guys. So, talking about the summer movies, we don't really have time to go over each and every film. There's probably like 100 movies that we could, you know, talk about, probably all just from Netflix, but we're not going to do that. We're going to talk about some. I'm going to go month by month. We're going to break down a few and kind of get your thoughts. If somebody out there wants a complete rundown or as complete as probably necessary, you can go to the playlist. We have a big, long 5-page movie preview that goes through dozens of movies that we probably won't talk about here.
It's 4 pages, you liar.
Ah, well, you know. The 5th page is a magical page where you just make up your own movies. And then
it's true. It's a hidden page. Yeah.
Find, yes, it's actually a hidden page. Search all over, click everything on the website, try to find the 5th page. Yeah. I dare you. Mm-hmm. Okay, but yeah, so instead we're going to talk about some standouts of the summer season. We're going to talk about the films that stick out the most that we're fascinated by, some more than others, and then we're going to talk about movie going in general. So yeah.
So
with mask mandates going out, going away in the U.S. and studios rushing back to theaters. Well, rushing is kind of an over-exaggeration, tepidly returning to theaters. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about what you guys think. Have you guys, Mike has said that he's been to a movie already, but are you ready to go back to the movies, Brian?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm curious, what was that like, Michael? What, I mean, was it pretty sparse or just overall did it feel like, because I remember when I saw Tenet, mm-hmm. They still have the posters up for like My Spy. And
yeah, it felt like dystopian, didn't it?
It was
like,
very, it was
like movies with old release dates and some that went straight to streaming. It was like, yeah, it was weird.
Very weird. Yeah. What it was it?
It was a little more lively this time around. I saw Tenet too. and yeah, Tenet the sequel. And
Tenet T-O-O.
Yes. God, I hope that happens with the T-O-O.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a little more lively. There were it's actually a decent chunk of people there. Cool. Like at a noon showing in the middle of a week.
Ooh.
So yeah, I mean, why not?
Good.
I saw Tenet as well. And it was me, my wife, and one other guy who I think fell asleep.
I believe and, was that way for me too.
Yeah, it was a rough showing. I will Shame. Say though, I saw Tenet and I saw Mike and I went and saw New Mutants way back in the day. It feels like forever ago. Right.
Wow. But
at that time it was really weird because they had, you know, the whole tape on the seats for social distancing and all that. So mm-hmm. I'm curious because now we're from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, for those who don't know. Everything's 100%. I don't know if the theaters have gone back to that yet, but it'll be weird. I don't necessarily know if I'm going to enjoy the guy next to me coughing and laughing and spitting up popcorn.
I know. Yeah, I'm going to be what do you guys think? I mean, when in terms of going back to normal, like for theaters,
it'll be a slow year. Trek back to normal.
Yeah.
But I think it'll make it.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's just going to take one movie. We saw a little tease of it with Godzilla versus Kong. This idea that people are willing to go back to the movies overseas, like China, like was it last weekend? F9 opened up in China and globally in a bunch of international places and pulled in like $163 million in 3 days.
What?
So, yeah. So people are coming back to the movies overseas. People here though. We're spoiled in the US. We've got all the streaming services, we've got access to all this stuff, and you know, we're generally a little bit lazier. So, you know, I don't know.
Really quick, just started New Mutants. I just started it.
Finally. For those longtime podcast listeners, this has been months of Brian saying he's gonna watch New Mutants.
Whoa.
Yeah, not good.
No.
So this weekend though, we've got A Quiet Place Part 2 and Cruella hitting theaters. Either one of these interest you?
I'm definitely going to go to A Quiet Place.
And, yeah.
I will eventually see Cruella. I've heard a lot of good things.
Disney Plus or in theaters?
Probably Disney Plus.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Pay or wait for it to
stream? When it's free.
Brian, are you going back to the movies this weekend?
Probably not this weekend for Quiet Place, but I would like to see Quiet Place in theaters. I think that just deserves that experience. Having not seen the first one in theaters. So I kind of lost that, but Cruella, yeah, I'm hearing some interesting things, but yeah, I can wait on that one.
As much as I love Emma Stone, I couldn't care less about Cruella, honestly. No. I mean, it's whatever. If it looks like Disney's Joker, sure, go for it, whatever. If it gets great reviews, I'll watch it, like Mike said, for free. But Quiet Place Part 2, I will definitely be seeing in theaters. I saw the first one in theaters, and it was an experience unlike anything else, I think, as far as movie going goes, because it was the quietest, most tense. Oh. But no, it was like this really like quiet, tense viewing experience, which you don't get in cinemas at all anymore. Everybody's just talking nowadays, but yeah.
Have you watched that movie at home since then with your fancy surround?
No. I've got it on 4K and all that, and I have yet to just watch it. I don't know. Like,
it still works. It does.
Oh, I'm sure it does. It's just well acted, well directed. As far as you know, what I've heard about Quiet Place Part 2 from people at the website who've seen it is that it is equally as well crafted. It's just the story might just be like a little but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So moving ahead, we're already at the end of May, so we might as well start talking about June. Mm-hmm. And June, we've got film highlights like The Conjuring Part 3, The Devil Made Me Do It, In the Heights, Pixar's Luca, F9, The Hitman's Bodyguard, just to name several. We'll start with Brian. Any of those films I mentioned stick out to you as like must-see theater experiences?
Must-see theater. No, not really. I have thought about this. You know, to be honest, I would probably Tokyo Drift toward F9.
No.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you guys.
I like it.
Be laughing. Yes. the fart noise, good. but Luca looks just just all right. F9, yeah. I've seen one of the Conjurings and it was just very average to me.
This is the first one without James Wan behind the camera, which is interesting.
Oh, that's true.
I wonder how that's going to go.
Oh boy, you guys are really bringing your A game tonight.
Here's a question. Wasn't that Samaritan movie supposed to be coming out?
So here's the thing about Samaritan. It's in our preview list because it is dated for June, but we've outside of, I think, two pictures, we've not seen anything about this movie.
I was just Googling the trailer last night. What's going on here?
Yeah. So who knows? That could be one of those like sold to Netflix things that we hear about in the next couple of days and rushes out. Who knows? They could just be burying it. For those that don't know, this is, a superhero-ish movie with Sylvester Stallone. I think it's from the director of Skyscraper?
Overlord.
Julius Avery.
Yeah.
Fucking great guy. Love his stuff. Too bad I forgot his name. But that movie. I don't know what's happening with that movie.
That's the one I'm probably most looking forward to honest. And yeah, we've seen nothing from it, but I think the
one picture, I think, of Stallone holding a bus or something with his hands.
Yes.
I don't know.
So, signs point to it not coming out on time.
No. Yeah, it was one that we debated on including it in our preview. But I mean, if it's a date right now, and we haven't heard anything else from the studio. So, you know, I think it's like June 4th even. It's like, yeah, that's not coming out.
here's the thing, though, you know, shifting back to June. Yes, there are movies in here that I'll see. Am I going to be rushing out the door as fast as my legs furious? Will take me? Fast and Furious. I will see these movies.
Are you sure
in
you're
time.
Not going to see Peter Rabbit 2 in the theaters?
Wasn't that the first one that was delayed last year?
I have distinct memories. I think I've been to screenings with you guys where this trailer played.
Yeah.
And it feels like this movie's been out for years. I don't know about you guys. Like, I think the first trailer was like 2019. It is crazy. It's like that Mandela effect thing. Like, I swear the movie came out.
Oh, Black Widow feels like it's been at least a decade.
We'll get to Black Widow. But for me, I don't care about F9. Couldn't care less. I love showing people the trailer so that we could laugh at it.
Just that last scene. The last scene.
it's bonkers. And what's really good, I recommend if people aren't necessarily huge fans of this and aren't offended by what I'm saying, watch Vin Diesel's recent like Welcome Back to the Movies 3-minute thing.
Oh, God,
and then segue straight into the trailer for F9, and it is the most like out
the
of
SNL
body
parody of it.
That's what's crazy about it is the SNL parody isn't that great, because all they had to do is just say what he said in the in the thing, because it's almost like a parody in itself. But
totally.
Luca, I'm glad Brian mentioned that. I'll ask Mike this. You have kids. Did you guys, I assumed, watch the new Pixar movies for free? Are you guys, now has Pixar become the for free Disney Plus brand, or is this still something you're excited about going to a theater to see?
I mean, either way, it's good to watch for me. Like, I was happy to stream Soul and what else has Pixar been dropping on Disney Plus?
I don't even kind know. Onward, sort of.
Onward. Yeah.
I enjoyed both of those, and
I liked Onward
them with the kids, and they liked them. So I was happy to not wrangle children in a theater for that.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
So that said, do you think families are going to wrangle their kids, or is this one where they're just going to be like, "Yeah,
wait." I thought this one got. Isn't it getting thrown to Disney Plus?
Oh, I don't know. I think
it is.
Oh, well.
Did we look that up?
Let's screw Pixar then. Sorry, Pixar. You're now a budget brand.
I'm going on to Lycos right now. I'm going to see
Disney Plus June 18th.
Oh, well. Okay. I was wrong. I thought it was coming out in theaters. So,
I think it's doing both. Is it doing the hybrid release?
Okay.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's straight.
Free of charge on Disney Plus. It's not even premium.
Oh.
We're gonna rewind that and pretend I didn't ask that. the other one, so I'm excited about Conjuring 3. I love horror movies.
I think the Conjuring movies are really well made.
I think they're solid for sure. And even the spinoffs. I didn't see the La Llorona one, but I did see all the others, and they're solid, you know, whatever.
Sure they are.
You get what you were getting, you know. Whatever.
All right.
That said, The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
Yeah.
Do we care about this movie?
I do. I think they figured out the formula to make it a really entertaining movie. I thought the first one was okay because they were too late to the, oh, we need to let Ryan Reynolds be Ryan Reynolds party. And you could tell that, you know, some of it made it back in, but now they're like, okay, let's just make this a Ryan Reynolds movie and let him have fun and let the audience have fun. And I think it looks really fun. So I'm definitely going to see it in the theaters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I, you know, it's just one of those that I don't think I'll be rushing out to see, but I did see a trailer for it, which was pretty funny because it was the movie trailer voice guy purposely messing up the title. That was kind of clever. But again, they're like selling it on Ryan Reynolds being Ryan Reynolds. And I'm curious how long that that's going to last, you know, like before we all kind of
just entertaining like, to me. Okay. I mean, Deadpool 1 and 2 worked out real well for me. And if this is... Well, I know we're going to talk about Free Guy, but that's actually one of my most anticipated for the whole summer.
Cool. Yeah.
It's just Ryan Reynolds is on a he's on a bender right now with some decent flicks.
And not just that, he's also got a cell phone company and a gin company and
He's rich.
as if he wasn't already, but you know, whatever.
I want to say, like, I feel like we're in like a unique post Stuber universe of really, really solid buddy films. Cause I just watched Hobbs and Shaw and I had a great time.
It's fun.
A great time. Yes. And
stupid.
It was very stupid, but stupid enough that I don't like to lean on the crutch of turning off my brain, but I really did. And Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard has two of the actors who I think can really blend action and comedy the best.
Says the guy who hasn't seen Samuel L. Jackson in Spiral. Yeesh.
He's in that. He is in that.
Yes,
isn't
he is.
He sure
not
is.
The problem with it.
No. He's not great, but his not say, great is outweighed by everybody else's horrendous. So, you know.
So Chris Rock is really that.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to go too deep into it. But yeah, he's not a great actor.
Don't rush out to see it is all I'll say. So for myself, we're going to talk. I want to talk about one June movie that we haven't talked about. And it's just one because, you know, it's probably one that not a lot of people have heard about, but they should.
Peter Rabbit 2.
Yes. No. If you're looking for something that's like really unique and unsettling and disturbing, I recommend Censor. It's a UK film from Sundance that I had a chance to watch and review. And it is really good. It's kind of like David Lynch meets Cronenberg meets VHS. Like it's a lot of fun and really weird.
What's the quick byline? I don't even know what it's about.
It's about a movie censor, a woman who watches movies and kind of like the MPAA and writes down like the things that are good, bad. And you know, if this movie's trying to get a PG-13, this is why it can't, blah, blah, blah. And
so she's given you want to die.
Yeah. And she's super serious and super good at what she does. And she's watching a movie and she notices that some of the scenes might mirror her own personal tragedies. And she's like, how is this possible? And it kind of leads her down a rabbit hole. And it's really interesting.
And surprising. Heard of that.
Yeah. And it's the debut movie from a director named Prano Bailey Bond, who's fantastic. And the lead actress also has a great name that I will not pronounce. Her last name is Algar, and she is fantastic in this movie. So it comes out in June. I think it'll be select theaters and VOD, but definitely check it out. So
I know everybody's going gangbusters over In the Heights, so I'm sure we should, you know, at least touch on that. I don't mind musicals.
I couldn't care less. I hear that the movie's great. I hear that the Broadway show's great. And Lin-Manuel Miranda, everybody loves him. So, you know, good. John M. Chu. Didn't Chu do like the Step Up movies? Like the man can film dancing. So.
Wait, so he can really step up. Yeah, that's to the streets.
Really fast too. Isn't that movie Awake coming out as well on Netflix?
What movie is this?
This is like the one about where people suddenly like the humanity gets hit with like some sort of like a virus or
the Gina Rodriguez movie.
Yeah, and they can't go to sleep.
Yeah,
it reminds me of Bird Box. It looks like another Bird Box.
Netflix has been known to take what works and really drive it into the ground. So I wouldn't be shocked if it is just like Bird Box.
Yeah,
but let's talk about July.
Yeah.
July is going to be huge, I think, potentially. You've got Black Widow coming to Disney Plus and theaters. You got Wes Anderson's The French Dispatch. M. Night Shyamalan's got a new movie called Old. You've got The Green Knight from David Lowery. You've got Escape Room 2, which I wrote the review for Escape Room, and I actually kind of liked it. Go figure. you have Snake Eyes, a G.I. Joe origin story, Star Wars spinoff. I don't even know what it is, but Snake Eyes. You've got Space Jam 2 and The Forever Purge. Those are just theatrical movies. Then you've got Chris Pratt's The Tomorrow War coming to Amazon. Steven Soderbergh's got No Sudden Move, which is coming to HBO Max. And yeah, so of those movies or anything else in July, what sticks out to you? Gunpowder
Milkshake coming to Netflix.
Yeah, Gunpowder Milkshake.
Yeah.
There's just, so here's the thing. Before, I know that people listening or watching will be like, yeah, you're forgetting all these Netflix movies. I am, and I'm sorry. But Netflix just has so many movies. It's hard to keep track.
Yeah, they do.
And it's hard to get excited about Gunpowder.
A week or two before they come out, and that's it. Yeah. You know?
Gunpowder Milkshake. I love Karen Gillan. I think Lena Headey is in that. She's great. Like, cool. It'll probably be fun, but you know, it's not one that I think registers for me. But Brian,
crew. What? I was saying cool, and I said crew.
Well, why you're probably thinking of crew? The lead character from Rad named Crew Jones, who is awfully cool.
That's true.
Okay, but yes.
Hey guys, let's walk.
So Brian, July. What do you got? What's sticking out to you?
I mean, French Dispatch, 100%.
Are you a big Wes Anderson dude?
Yes, up until Grand Budapest Hotel. But I'm not saying that Grand Budapest Hotel was bad. It just
the one that everybody loves. Yeah. Brian's like, I could do without.
Man, everything prior to that, like Moonrise Kingdom, I thought was a sharp step down because those two kids. Boy, did they annoy me. But everything before that is like untouchable as far as I'm concerned. So like, yeah, I will always be stoked for whatever he comes out. I mean, the cast looks great. He's got his.
It's Wes Anderson. He's going to bring a cast.
The gang's all here.
Yeah.
And then the other one, which is very much a guilty pleasure, is Space Jam Dose.
So here's explain to me Space Jam Dose, because this is Warner Brothers.
My face
is like,
isn't frozen. I'm making this.
Yeah, face. I know. Space Jam looks like Warner Brothers saying like, oh, Into the Spider-Verse was fun. Let's throw Clockwork Orange and Game of Thrones and Bugs Bunny and what else? Everything, the DC heroes. Let's just make it with LeBron James.
And The Mask. The Mask is in there too. Somehow.
Is he really?
Yep. Boy. Yeah. Jim Carrey's The Mask. Will be
I feel like
film.
It's going to be a movie that you see in theaters and it's just going to be people whispering the whole time. Hey, did you see that? Was that the guy from Clockwork Orange?
No, it'll be kids going, what? What? Yeah. What is that? What is that?
It's true.
It's going to be that the whole time.
My wife is a big Space Jam 1 fan, so she's kind of psyched about Space Jam 2. You know, it's whatever.
I mean, we grew up in that age where it was like,
I saw Space Jam in theaters.
Space Jam quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I did enjoy it for what it was. I wasn't a huge basketball kid, but I still really enjoyed it. But I don't know. It's been a long fucking time. I know they're trying to rope in the generation that grew up with it and their kids, but
yeah,
I mean, I can't really get much excitement.
It does have it's one of those that has a huge upswing if it lands.
It does.
If the jokes land, if everything hits, this could be a big movie because it is like kind of nostalgia cranked to 11, but
very much.
It also has the potential to fall flat on its face. So we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, if I had to pick French Dispatch, if I'm going to pick one, it's
Mike, what do you got? What do you think about July?
In July, I know Black Widow's coming out.
As we were saying about Black Widow, we can talk about that for a minute. It does feel like the movie's been out for a decade, right?
It does.
How many trailers have they released?
Out of all the movies that are coming out in that month, I think that's still my number one, that I'm going to be there at the theater on day one.
Ooh,
no matter what.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Pulling back the curtain a little bit. Say Disney gives us the chance to watch this movie streaming.
Of course. Because
we've been watching a lot of movies streaming.
Done deal.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I was just seeing if you would take the high road and be like, no, I need to experience this the way the director intended.
I'm not that guy. I have a 75-inch 4K TV and a good surround sound, so I Braggart. Do not care. I do not care. I will take it any way I can get it.
There you go. I all kidding aside, I'm a big fan of Marvel, obviously. But Black Widow, it looks fine. I'm kind of interested in what comes after Black Widow. Like, if I could fast forward to the very end and see if Florence Pugh does become like the new Black Widow, that's all I really.
You just want to see the last 5 minutes and then the after credit scenes.
Yeah. Yeah. I love Taskmaster to like really get nerdy for a second. I'm super excited about him coming to theaters in a movie, but also I just like, other than that, I'm like, okay, guy from Stranger Things. Cool.
David Harbour looks good in it. He looks funny.
Yeah. I just feel like I've seen the movie already.
It's Marvel.
It feels dated. I mean, and what's the post-credits scene going to be? Setting up WandaVision? Like,
that would be hilarious.
It's Falcon as Falcon.
No, like, it sets up like Hawkeye or something like that, if anything.
It's going to be Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She's going to come in and she's going to talk to Florence Pugh and say she's putting together a team, blah, 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 blah. So for me, I think the big one is Forever Purge.
Really?
I'm a huge Purge fan. I love those movies. I will fight to the death over anybody who thinks they're bad. I love the Purge. So I'm excited to see it wrap up.
That's it. This is the last one?
Supposedly.
Oh. Is Frank Grillo on this one?
I don't think so.
Frank,
our buddy. Yeah. Buddy Frank. M. Night Shyamalan's Old looks interesting too, but again, it's like an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Too many times by that guy.
So did you guys read the graphic novel that it's based on? Fuck. It's distressing.
Oh, good.
Some of the imagery in there is a little... I don't know how this is going to translate. There's some scenes in that book that are just like,
well, as we know, M. Night Shyamalan has a really good track record when it comes to adapting graphic novels and or animated things. So, you know,
yes,
that was an Avatar joke for people.
Yes. I mean, nobody's going to mention Boss Baby 2, Family Business, or Hotel Transylvania 4. Yeah.
So Hotel Transylvania 4 is interesting because that trailer came out and I remember looking at it and be like, they got it sent to me like, hey, share the trailer. And I was like, wait, is that like a TV show or is that a movie? Are they still doing movies?
Oh, I've seen all three.
Okay.
Wait, this is technically the fourth one. This is
this is four.
Why are there four? Oh my Lord.
I will say this. My kids love the Hotel Transylvania movies and they're actually not terrible for some kids movies that can be absolutely just terrible to sit through over and over again. These actually are kind of enjoyable. However, this last one does look rough. Like Adam Sandler's not back for it.
Wait, really?
Oh, he's not.
Yeah. They recast him?
It's just some other dude that does good impressions. And he's doing an Adam Sandler impression.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
It looks rough. Yeah.
Interesting.
So. Well, isn't like Selena Gomez in that too? Is she like bailing on it?
And Andy Samberg is in all of them too. So.
Is he back for this one, Samberg? Mm-hmm.
They just couldn't wrangle the Sandman, huh?
Apparently.
He's like, I did Uncut Gems. You go fuck yourself. Like,
can I do it in Hawaii? No.
They're like, it's animated though. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And Boss Baby, again, another movie where I'm like, what?
I don't know about that one. Yeah. I was just bringing it up out of a joke.
Here's a question. I briefly mentioned Chris Pratt's The Tomorrow War. We've seen one trailer for that. Looks okay, whatever. Are you guys excited about these movies coming to streaming like this? Like these big blockbuster action movies? Like, yeah. I don't know.
A lot of these that are snatched up by these streamers are ones where studios are like, we've seen it. We're hedging our bets on this one because it's not there. And so far that's been pretty true.
Yeah. I think of Without Remorse, which is a movie that isn't great. And it's another one where it was supposed to be in theaters. I would have seen that movie in theaters, but watching it at home, I'm like, I just kind of lose interest.
It was fine.
No, it's fine, but I'm just saying like
anything I needed to rush out to the theaters for.
And Tomorrow, I think we smelled that. Tomorrow War, maybe I'm just a snob or something, but when it got announced that it was going to Amazon, I suddenly lost a little interest in it.
I agree. I will 100% agree with that.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
I mean, I had the same amount of interest either way. Chris Pratt really loves to hype his movies. I remember him calling like Guardians 2 the best sequel of all time. And I'm like, okay, come on, let's pump the brakes here.
Yeah.
And he's really pumping this one, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Let's talk about August. We're already to the end of the summer. And The end of the summer includes releases such as The Suicide Squad, Don't Breathe Part 2, Free Guy, Peter Jackson's Beatles documentary Get Back, Reminiscence, Neil Blomkamp's horror film Demonic, and Candyman, believe it or not, it's finally coming out in August.
And for parents, Paw Patrol, the movie.
Yes.
Oh, Paw Patrol. Wow. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Hey, Dax Shepard is in it, if that doesn't.
And Randall Park. And Randall Park.
Cool. WandaVision's own. On streaming, you have Netflix's Sweet Girl, which is Jason Momoa's new action film. And since I make the rules here, we're adding Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings to this group.
Oh.
Even though it arrives the first weekend in September, deal with it. It's a summer movie.
September could be summer.
It's basically, if we count Memorial Day weekend as the beginning of summer, then Labor Day weekend is the end of summer. So
sure.
Shang-Chi is coming out in the summer. You heard it here first. Any of these movies stick out to you guys as like must-sees?
I think Mike and I both agree on the one that we're both excited about.
Which is?
Free Guy.
Oh.
Actually, I'm very excited about Free Guy.
I'm really excited about Free Guy too.
And The Suicide Squad, which looks, it does look fucking great. It looks just wonderfully James Gunn entertaining.
So. It sounds like they gave Gunn just every single pass to make the movie he wanted. So this will be letting the reins loose.
The more I ruminate on The Suicide Squad, the more I talk myself out of it. And the only reason being is that I know. I can't let good things happen to me. I have to poop on him. The thing is it does remind me of Guardians meets his trauma work, which is great. I love that Guardians and I love his trauma work, but it does. I don't know. I watched the trailer and at first you're like, oh, this is really cool because it's DC characters doing things the very Marvel-y way with curse words. But then I start thinking about it, I'm like, oh, I kind of can piece together the movie. I kind of can see like who's going to live and who's going to die. I kind of see the
fun. You'll get to see like big actors get their heads blown off and shit.
Yes.
Like
yeah. So I'm excited for the movie. I just, you know, it's not. Also, it's another thing that I'm going to end up watching on HBO Max. And that kind of bums me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I'll see you.
So Free Guy, I need you guys to sell me on this movie.
Yeah.
It's Ryan Reynolds being Ryan Reynolds in Grand Theft Auto, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sold. That's all you need.
And Reynolds is like, I mean, when I hear him say things like, I haven't read a script this great since Deadpool, like, okay, you got me.
How many movies has he been in since Deadpool? Deadpool 2. Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
Two. Uh-huh. And then two.
Wasn't he in that lawyer movie?
The Lady in Gold.
Yeah, what? The one where he was like, hold on, let me go.
Let's get him up.
Let me
let's
go to Excite here.
All I was saying is that him saying is the best script he's read since Deadpool is a bit of faint praise.
I just hold your horses.
That said, it is directed by a guy, and I'm blanking on his name.
Oh, Sean Levy, right?
Sean Levy, yes. Oh,
okay, Pokemon.
The Croods.
God.
Detective Pikachu, okay.
Yeah, Detective Pikachu, which he kind of, he made it watchable.
And now, did you guys see that a sequel to that is likely not going to happen?
There was talk of a sequel initially.
The movie made a ton of money.
Oh, did it?
Six Underground.
That's right. Ah, yes, Michael Bay. Known for his good script work.
Oh.
So guess, yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't read a lot of great scripts.
It could be great.
It could be good. I love Ryan Reynolds, don't get me wrong. I think he's hilarious, and I actually love the idea that Ryan Reynolds actually doesn't have to act anymore. He's just Ryan Reynolds in a new costume, and that's just delightful to me. So, you know, cool.
That's why I'm so excited about that movie he has coming out with The Rock. What's that one called? I don't remember, but it's coming to Netflix.
Yeah, with Gal Gadot.
Another guy who just plays himself and is so good at it. Like,
who, The Rock?
Yeah. Excited about that one, but that's another story. But Reynolds, like, yeah, I don't know, this just looks like a damn good time, and every trailer just looks like, yeah, just super fun.
It does.
What about Shang-Chi?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pre-sold on Marvel.
Well, yeah, obviously, so, we're going to see the movie, but I'm just saying, like, is it compared to, because we've got three more Marvels coming out in theaters. We've got Black Widow, Shang-Chi, we got Eternals, which you just got a trailer for, not a teaser. Mm-hmm. If you had to rank those, gun to your head, must see, how would you do it?
Those three movies.
In reverse order, Eternals, yeah. Shang-Chi, Black Widow.
Wow. I'm going to say, yeah, lowest to highest, I'm going to say Shang-Chi, Black Widow, Eternals.
So
even though that Eternals trailer was garbaggio,
it was a teaser from,
yeah,
I know. So we'll see another one eventually. It'll be fine. Whatever.
Yeah. So yeah, I think Shang-Chi looks great. I'm a little, so I'm concerned. I think we talked about this before, but I'm concerned about the kung fu aspect of it. It's going to be
really,
yeah. It's hard. These superhero fight movies they're not known for their beautiful choreography. I'll say that.
See, I thought
what they showed in the trailer looked pretty fun.
Yeah, no, yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. And you know, I hope it's great. I'm just saying that I was burned by Iron Fist. And
it's not going to be the same.
Let's hope. And you know, I don't know how they're going to tie this into the mystical. As a fan of the comics, if I had my druthers, this would not be a mystical movie at all. It would have very little to do with the greater MCU. It would have been a much more street level thing. And watching that trailer feels very big. Like Marvel's just like, we have to make every movie very big. And I don't know if it fits. Same with Black Widow, I guess, too.
I'll tell you what doesn't fit is Awkwafina. Get her out of there.
No, she's great. She's great.
No. She's
Watch the farewell. Watch the farewell. That'll make you a fan.
Yeah. I'm sure that one's just fine.
Hands
no,
off.
No, it's better than fine. It's fantastic.
You leave Awkwafina alone.
Candyman. You guys interested at all?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think this looks great. I'm really big
Have
fan
you seen
of
the other
trailer
ones?
That they put out there, and I really like that Jordan Peele is involved and Tiana Paris.
Oh, that's true.
Yaya, all those people are putting out a lot of good stuff. So, fingers crossed. I'm hoping it's going to be good, but I watched the you know, both of them growing up. I was like, what, 10?
Yeah, we were in that perfect age range where we were like going to friends' houses and saying Candyman in the mirror and all that shit.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Why don't you go do it right now, though?
No.
Yeah, are you going to do it?
No. I'm all right. I don't want Jordan Peele to come out of my mirror and murder me. yeah, no, I'm excited for it, but it's just another one of those pandemic movies where I'm just like, God, didn't that come out already? Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do really want to see it, though. I really like a good horror movie, and that one looks really well made.
Don't Breathe 2. Do we need it?
We probably didn't need it, but the first one was one of those horror movies
that
was like, you know, that's pretty fucking good. So
has the grossest scene in a major movie that I've seen probably in the last 10 years.
Remind me.
I don't know that I can say it. It involves a hair and a dropper.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Oh, just
toast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can Google it. It's towards the end of the movie.
But also, I do want to say, as a huge, huge Beatles fan, that Get Back documentary that keeps getting pushed just
could be interesting.
Did you guys see, you probably didn't see the movie, but did you see trailers for the other documentary that Jackson did recently about World War I?
Mm-mm.
It came out last year.
What was that one called again? Like, we'll never die or something, or we'll always be young or something.
We'll never die or we'll always be young. No, but for
what
those
was it called?
I will have to Lyco search it.
Yeah.
But please. The point is that he, for those that don't know, what Peter Jackson's been doing is he's taking all this archival footage that is typically black and white and terrible quality. And he's like doing the whole you know, like VFX stuff to it that he's known for. He's colorizing it. He's cleaning it up. He's making it, I think in like some instances in that World War One movie, he even like did like weird like effects to make it more like popping off the screen at you.
That's right.
And it's really interesting. And he did around Christmas time, I think he showed a preview of what he was working on with Get Back. And I'm not a huge Beatles fan, so I'm not really excited about the actual music aspect of it, but filmmaking wise, I think it's going to be really cool.
Yes.
And I'm excited it's coming to, I think Disney Plus is going to release it eventually too. So
I think you're correct.
I thought it was Hulu, but yeah.
Oh, is it Hulu? Yeah, I think you're right. It's Hulu. It's all Disney. Everything's Disney.
Mm-hmm. I just realized while I was looking over the list here that Neil Blomkamp has a new movie coming out.
I mentioned it. You weren't paying attention.
Oh, well, yes.
Demonic. It's his first movie in 6 years since Chappie. Can you believe that?
He's had a rough going since District 9.
R.I.P. RoboCop Returns.
We both agree that there should have been a RoboCop movie coming
out. Yeah. Yeah. If I ever get a chance to talk to Neil Blomkamp, I'm going to spend 30 minutes talking about what his plans were for RoboCop. I have no doubt that man would have killed it. And the same with Alien. Like, I mean, as much as I love RoboCop, I also love Alien. I've got like a freaking xenomorph tattoo on me. I love Alien. And God, I would have loved to see what that man could do with it.
Did you guys ever see his Oat Studios short films that he did?
Yeah. We reported on him quite a bit there. I mean, the guy's like a creative, like, powerhouse. He's always got ideas. But just for some reason, they just never get made.
Some of those ideas don't work very well either.
Chappie, upon rewatch, Chappie's actually pretty decent.
It's okay.
It's not District 9.
No, it's not.
I think
you know, we'll just leave Elysium where it is.
Where is that?
Leave it there.
But I mean, Demonic sounds like a cool thing. I think it's his pandemic movie, so it should be cool. We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
So that's basically all the summer movies, but I got some pointed questions I'd like to ask you guys.
Yeah.
Box office. Mm-hmm. People are going to be going back to movies, but this isn't your typical box office summer. You've got things like Black Widow doing hybrid releases, Suicide Squad getting HBO Max and theaters. Which movie do you think is going to walk away with the title of box office champion for summer 2021?
F9. It's got to be F9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would probably say that too. Mm-hmm. I think that one's got the most universal appeal.
No pun intended, released by Universal.
Yeah, those movies just make fucking bank, dude. I don't know how they have such a huge audience.
But Vin Diesel. A man can sell a movie, particularly overseas.
But apparently he can't sell Bloodshot, so...
He did sell Bloodshot.
I mean, to a point.
It did made well.
Some money.
Yeah, but it was in theaters for like a week and a half.
That's fair.
Yeah, no, Bloodshot was an anomaly. We can't really fault him for that. But, I mean, he... combined with The Rock and this cast have really like taken the Fast films to like superhero levels, both story wise and box office. So yeah, and this is one of the lone movies, I think, this summer, the lone like big blockbusters that's getting a straight up theatrical release, which I think is huge.
I'm curious to see how like Black Widow and Shang-Chi fare splitting their audience between streaming and theaters. I'm sure they'll do well in theaters, but we're never going to hear about the numbers they do on Disney Plus.
No. So unless it's like really record breaking, Disney will release those numbers. But that is the beauty for these studios and their streaming platforms is they hold the keys. They know all the details. They know everything. They could tell you down to the minute how many people watched Raya and the Last Dragon. You know, like they just know these questions or these answers. And yeah, they will be able to tell you whether Black Widow is a huge hit. Yeah. But they won't. But they won't. Unless it makes $1 billion on Disney Plus, then we'll hear about it all day.
I mean, I'll buy it. Why not?
I won't. I don't know. We'll see. I'll pay money. I asked you if you would skip theaters and watch it at home if given the chance. I would watch it at home, but I'd also probably watch it in theaters. I think Black Widow and some of these movies deserve the big screen.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
So the opposite end of the box office coin, we've got disappointments. Mm-hmm. Which of the summer movies do you think is going to be like the biggest like bomb, if there is one?
That would be Old.
Really?
No. I think Old. I think
it's a low budget. It's got M. Night Shyamalan. It's going to do fine.
The ones
that you got to watch out for are the ones like Snake Eyes.
Yes. Ding, ding,
they got
ding.
A lot of money in there and it didn't look great in the trailer. Or
you know how you can tell a trailer doesn't do well? Mm-hmm. I noticed this last night. I was looking at YouTube. It's
not trending very long.
Well, it's not trending, but also Paramount released, quick to release, a little 15-second social media blast about the top three moments from the Snake Eyes trailer. And you're like, oh, okay. Why do you have to make a separate video about that?
Yeah, they're just trying to do their thing. But, mm-hmm. you know, there's that. There is Jungle Cruise doing Disney Plus as well. Do you
Jungle
know
Cruise Jungle is, Cruise? Yes.
Yeah, oh. So that'll be fine. But the one, if we're talking about, like, what the fuck is this? Have you seen the trailer for Stillwater with Matt Damon?
Yes.
Holy oh, I haven't crap. Watched that yet.
That's like, from the director of Spotlight.
Yes, but Matt Damon as like an Oklahoma, like roughneck.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. It did not work for me, man. I'm thinking that one's not going to do well, but who knows? It might be a good movie. But
they just throw that from the Oscar-winning filmmaker of Spotlight. Is it Tom or Todd McCarthy? I forget his first name.
Tom
McCarthy. He did. Speaking of Disney, he did a Disney Plus movie, one of the early ones, about a little boy who imagines he's got like a.
Oh, I never watched
like
that.
A bear as a friend or something. I forget what it's called. But,
oh, that's right.
But this is basically like his follow up to Spotlight, like his first big movie since Spotlight. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's got Matt Damon.
And it.
Oof. It's got Matt Damon.
It sure does.
Hey, you never know.
I like Matt Damon, but
that's not a movie that's going to, nobody's looking at that movie to do $250 million. You know, like, yeah. They'll just be happy if that makes some headlines.
Yeah.
Question, Mike. Who has the worst accent? Matt Damon in this trailer or Charlie, whatever his name is, in New Mutants?
New Mutants is filled with terrible accents.
They're all bad.
Yeah. What? We're not going to get on the rabbit hole. All I'll say is whatever possessed them to give every actor in that movie a foreign accent blows my mind.
What? I think one person heard that one actor was going to do an accent and everyone was just like, can I do an accent?
Maisie Williams is like, can I do Scottish? I know I'm like close to that anyway, but can I just try to do Scottish?
Oh, funsies.
For funsies.
Also, I know there's like, isn't there like a Cinderella?
No, I think I think that got pushed back to like fall. But yeah, that's with Camila Cabello or whatever.
Yeah.
From the director of Blockers.
Oh, yeah. What?
I was still going to put money on that, not making a lot of money, but
you're going to put money on it, not making a lot of money. I think it got a streaming release announcement too, if I'm not mistaken. Well,
then that's, you know, probably the studio going, yeah, maybe James Corden isn't the best.
I think what it is I think with these movies that are getting streaming releases, part of it is that maybe the testing isn't going super well. But also, and there's a market now. Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, all these people are like,
they'll pay
blank checks. Like, we will overpay for these movies just to have an exclusive this summer. So yeah, there's that aspect to it. But there's also this idea that like these studios have been holding on to these movies for so long. Like Disney had been holding on to Black Widow and Cruella and all these movies, just waiting for opportunities to release them. And now they're just finally getting that chance. And they they can't wait any longer.
It's interesting, like with all these delays from last year, a lot of these films have developed this weird level of hype that they wouldn't otherwise have gotten had they not been pushed back.
Is it hype or is it just petering out at this point? Like a lot of these,
I don't know. I just
even once I'm like guaranteed I want to see it. Black Widow, just fucking come out already. I'm losing
just come out already. Yeah. Like that's true. It's just interesting how I don't know.
It's kind of like the expectations have gotten so high for some of these movies, they'll never live up to it. Like Candyman, we've been talking about Candyman for years, like literally years, that it's going to, unless it's great, people are going to be like, oh, disappointment. When it's just a dumb reboot of a 90s cult horror movie. Like, it's not supposed to be the next Get Out. It's supposed to be, you know, just a fun horror movie. So, yeah, I don't know. Let's see here. Talked about box office. Mm-hmm. Are there any of these films that you have the biggest question marks for? Like movies that you are confused about? Movies that could be horrible, could be great, you just don't know? Mm-hmm. For me, Demonic, the Neil Blomkamp movie, is one of those because I don't know anything about it. And I'm like, this could be huge or it could be, you know, another Elysium.
Yeah. There's a lot of those August, September stuff where you haven't seen anything yet and you're just like, maybe?
Which is weird, right? Normally these movies, we get a trailer 6 months out, but you're right. These studios are still gun shy, I think.
Yeah. I think they're all waiting to see what happens these next couple months.
Right.
And then we'll get a lot of shifting. Or
I don't know that they'll shift. I just don't know that they're going to spend the they'll either sell or they're not going to put the marketing cash into it. You know, it's a lot to market these movies.
I'll tell you what, there's one that I could be either just this stupidly fun movie or it could just be stupidly horrible. This movie called The Misfits. You heard about this one? That comes out in June.
Is it Pierce Brosnan?
Pierce Brosnan, directed by Rennie Harlan. You know, 80s, you know, director of Cutthroat Island, Rennie Harlan. Soundtrack by Trevor Rabin, who's done like all these action classics. Could be like a really fun movie, or it could be just this trash town McGee.
I'll tell you what. If you had told me that a movie with Pierce Brosnan, directed by Rennie Harlan, was coming out in 1994, I'd have been there.
Yeah.
But in 2021...
When you gotta follow up Pierce Brosnan with Nick Cannon and Jamie Chung, and you're just like, ooh,
yeah. I'm curious about that, but curious to a point.
Okay.
My curiosity is very tempered.
All right. So we're going to wrap up talking about movies, but before we end this, I feel like we have to actually talk about TV for just a brief second, only because the truth of the matter is TV is really fucking good right now. And there's just no way around the fact that some of the biggest things are coming to TV this summer and just throughout the year. So we're not going to go through all this TV. That's a whole other thing. But I asked you guys beforehand to kind of glance at TV and kind of come up with a TV project that you're into. I'm going to lead if I could, because I specifically, and I think Mike's going to back me up, for me, the most anticipated series is Sweet Tooth from Netflix. And since this is coming out after the embargo breaks, I can tell you right now that it is really fucking good. Top to bottom, episode 1 to episode 8, it is so good. And you guys should be excited about that show. And I've already seen it, but it's the best thing that's going to come out this summer.
it might be. It's such a good, like the first couple hours there are so fucking good. Like I couldn't find a damn flaw in it.
The first episode is my favorite episode of TV all year, hands down. It ends in a spot where you basically just want to stand up out of your chair and clap. Like, it is so good. And the little boy who plays Sweet Tooth, aka Gus, is so, so adorable. Just you'll go from squeeing like a little kid to heartbroken, to crying because you're just so happy. It's an emotional roller coaster. I'll say that much.
It's a great show. Great show.
So yeah, that's I just had to talk about that show. But Mike, is there another show other than Sweet Tooth that you're psyched about?
I mean, they're big names. Like, my biggest ones of the year are Loki, which of course, Marvel. Stranger Things, the newest season is,
if it comes out this summer, we'll see.
It's dropping this summer.
Okay.
And I, you know, every time, like in between Stranger Things, I go, yeah, Stranger Things, I'll definitely watch it. But then I start watching Stranger Things and I go, God, I fucking love this show.
Yeah.
So this time I'm like, I'm ready to love it again. And I'm hoping that it's just as good as the other ones. And then of course, you know, like Ozark's coming out. Ted Lasso's got a new season coming out.
Yep.
Mythic Quest is going now and it's super great. This new season of Mythic Quest. So there's a lot of good TV out there.
Brian, any TV shows pop out to you?
Ted Lasso. I mean, I had binged that one right after we got done with Schitt's Creek, which I thought was, I really enjoyed Schitt's Creek. And Ted Lasso was just knocked that one out of the park. It was interesting to follow that show with Ted Lasso. I couldn't believe how good Jason Sudeikis was.
I got to get on this Ted Lasso train, I think.
It's so good, dude.
I finally broke down and got Apple TV Plus.
Okay.
Yeah, and by good stuff. I got it for free because I bought a new Mac. So
perfect.
Good for you.
But I'm in Mythic Quest land right now. It is fantastic. Yeah. I will watch Ted Lasso eventually.
Good.
And they're there's a show called Dave that's on FX.
Oh, I love Dave.
Hilarious.
It is.
About the rapper Lil Dicky.
Yep.
Who raps about a small dick, and it's hilarious and really heartfelt and actually really good. So really looking forward to season 2 of that, which comes out really soon. I think it's
they've done a teaser for it already. If anybody hasn't seen Dave, watch the first season. It's on FX on Hulu right now. And there is an entire episode where he goes through like his sexual things that turn him on. And it is the most honest and real portrayal of an awkward conversation between partners about what turns them on and turns them off that I've ever seen committed to screen. Yeah, and it's fantastic.
That's what's great about him is he's so like, it's so raw and real. He doesn't really filter like the awkward or like cringy parts of himself. So it's fun.
And he's so self-deprecating that you can't, it's endearing. It doesn't come off freestyle. Fake. Sure. Yeah. No, he's actually, and that's kind of the premise of the show is that this guy's a joke, but he's actually talented. Yeah. So, you know, I agree. Dave season 2 is going to be one that I watch as well. Stranger Things, of course I'll watch. What about Lisey's story? Embargo broke.
Oh, it did. Okay. Yes. So we can talk about that. That is, look, I'm intrigued to see where it goes because we've seen the first 4.
Yep.
We have access to all of them. It took me a while to get on board. I'd say I got on board by episode 4. And now I kind of just want to see the rest.
Lisey's story, for those listening, is the Stephen King adaptation written by Stephen King, starring Julianne Moore and Clive Owen and Dane DeHaan. We will be having a Dane DeHaan interview next week, so make sure you listen. He's
great in it.
He's so creepy, so delightfully creepy. It's another show where I'm just like, okay, Stephen King. I'm not a huge Stephen King fan, but, you know, Dane DeHaan's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The acting is great. And Pablo Larraín directed it, and it is one of the most beautiful shows you'll probably see in all of 2021.
Yes.
Like, Maine has never looked nicer.
It's a dreamy part of Maine.
Literally. Yeah. Any other TV standouts, you guys? I think that's about all I care
about. Obviously, Turner and
the Hooch. The big ones.
You know? Oh, Turner and Hooch.
Oh, yeah.
Disney Josh Plus. Isn't he the son of Turner?
It might be. I don't know. I was joking. I don't even think I like Turner and Hooch as a kid. So I
love Turner and Hooch.
Maybe I'll have to revisit it. Maybe I'll have to revisit.
This is like 10-year-old Charles speaking. Mm-hmm. It was great. Old man Charles isn't quite sure. I will have to revisit.
Yeah.
I know that like there were like animal abuses on the show on the movie probably. So in retrospect, it's probably
Hanks doing it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's notoriously anti-animal and loves smacking dogs. It's the craziest.
With typewriters. He did it. He just smashed them with typewriters.
Antique typewriters.
Yeah.
and when he does it, he just like looks at the dog and he says, "You don't know how much this hurts me."
Yeah. Wonderful man.
And it's like that scene in Wanted where he's smashing the typewriter and like the letters fly off that says like, "Fuck you, Hooch."
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm not really excited for Turner and Hooch. I'm sorry.
I probably won't watch it either. As excited as it was for the Mighty Ducks reboot that just hit, I haven't watched 1 minute of it.
Yeah. You might want to steer clear.
What? It's not wonderful, but it's not. It's not wonderful.
It is not. But still waiting on Disney to capitalize on a little.
Oh, look at the shirt.
Yeah.
Rocket Man.
Get on it, Disney.
They tried to do a sequel. They've tried to do a reboot. They've tried to do a TV show. They've tried everything to get Rocket Man.
All they've gotten out there is a show for toddlers.
Yes, it was very much for toddlers.
There was a cartoon that they came out. That came out that was technically a sequel to it. So it's not worth it. Don't worry about it.
That's a great shirt. That's a great shirt, by the way. God, I love it.
Okay. Well, so that's the summer. Yeah. You guys can, you know, those listening or watching can decide what you're going to go out and see. I hope, honestly, that everybody's vaccinated and goes out to the movie theaters, because for real, though, it's now time that we need to go back to movie theaters, because they are struggling. And we need to, if you're film fans and you hope that the medium stays alive, this is the time. It's not, you know, an all out war between like Netflix and Disney for, you know, dominance. There's also these theaters, and not, now I'm not just saying like, let's save AMC. I'm not, you know, one of those Dogecoin AMC diamond hands stock investor guys, but I will say that the mom and pop places are the, if they're not already closed, sadly, those are the ones we need to go out and support. So make sure you
absolutely
do that. So yeah.
Amen.
Mike, Brian, thank you for talking movies and TV briefly. Mm-hmm. We will be back soon to talk about other things. And maybe George Romero, who knows? This is a tease. And we'll have a Dane DeHaan interview coming up next week. Well, when you listen to this, there's probably going to be an interview for the director of the Billie Eilish documentary that we did. That's really interesting. And we've just got a bunch of interviews recently. Just go back and check them out. But yeah. All right, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Have a great summer, hags.
Hags?
Didn't people send that in your yearbook?
In your yearbook, yeah. Yes, have a great summer.
Why are you putting the face?
I signed your crack, and then, you know.
Well, the crack thing, yeah.
Mike knows.
Hags?
Hags.
Yes.
This was real.
It's real.
Is real.
Yes.
Hags, Charles.
Hags. Okay. Hags.
Go to Ask Jeeves. He'll tell you all about it.
Maybe I just didn't have friends.